This is Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. Darlene Jane Oni-Asele is an artist and illustrator. She grew up in a small town in New York State, but her artwork explores the excitement of urban life. These days, she's drawing inspiration from the city of Oakland, where she's based. She sat down with KALW's Jen Cheehan to talk about her work.
You say in your artist statement that your work concentrates primarily on the shifting urban landscape. So what does that mean to you?
To me, I take these walks around my neighborhood when I'm walking my dog, and I like to explore. And the urban landscape is one that's always in flux. There are buildings going up, there are buildings going down, there's graffiti going up, there's graffiti going down. And it goes through various cycles of cleanliness and activity. And I like to kind of take note of those and do a lot of documentation. So I'm always with a camera. Now that cameras are your phone, that's also, you know, something that I do. I'm always snapping pictures and kind of using those as reference points for my work.
And in your artist statement, you say that you employ a vast catalog of visual notes and memories to create your work. How do you organize this vast catalog of memories and visual notes?
Mostly, I have a memory like a seal trap. So I'm thinking about things all the time and really recalling from my card catalog brain different
like moments that you see or people that you run
across. Like pop culture, literary references, and the way that that ties into the things that I see. And then for those other times when there's way too much stuff, I always carry a sketchbook. So I sketch on BART, which kind of put that up on Instagram. So I'm constantly kind of visually journaling. And then I also use my phone notes, which I think is really great too. Like that's another thing. And not only do I have the photographs in there, but I have notes of like little snippets of things that I'll think of when I'm sleeping or when I'm walking or what have you.
So you mentioned Instagram and using your phone a lot. You have a very active Instagram account and you have pictures of your artworks in progress and beautiful views of the city at different times, just candid shots of you and your dog hanging out.
I love my dog.
Your dog's very cute,
Thank you, by the way.
So how does the internet and social media intersect with your art practice?
For a very, very long time, I was anti-social media simply because I didn't quite get it and it felt very private in a lot of ways. And so it seemed very like kind of a touch narcissistic and a touch exposed. But over the years, I've really grown to love it, and especially Instagram. I think that it's a really great way as an artist to show people the humanity behind artwork. So a lot of the times I'm not putting up finished, perfect pictures on Instagram. I'm doing stuff when I'm working in the studio or late nights, and I'll have like little notes. So it's kind of interesting to me as a so-called or self-proclaimed private person. I will share a lot of things that are going on. I think the other night I was like, I'm having insomnia. This is what I'm doing. Because I think it really humanizes my work and it gives people a different sense of what it makes, what it means to be an artist and a creator, which I think is really important to have that level of authenticity where you're really showing like the different facets of your life, because a lot of times there's like this artificial sense of like polish.
About just seeing the finished
just
work.
Just seeing the finished work and thinking that that springs from, it just springs naturally. Artists create work and it's perfect and everything's great. So I like to for people to see the build-up.
In the in-between stages.
Yes.
And do you think about your audience for that, your Instagram or your social media audience, is the same as your audience for the finished work?
That's a really good question. I have found that with Instagram especially, the people that I am sharing and meeting are other artists from all over. And so, and one of the best things for me in recent times has been meeting a lot of people from the Bay Area in real life and becoming like real life personal Facebook friends with them, or having show opportunities that go either way. Like if I know of something and I know that their work is perfect and I've kind of gotten to know them, being able to pass on opportunities and vice versa.
I'm speaking with Oakland-based artist and illustrator Darlene Oniasele. So Darlene, because of your social media activity, you said that you've been gathering a community of artists mm-hmm. that are here in the Bay Area. So do you feel like that sense of community is being threatened? There have been some high-profile gallery closures in the past few years, and we live in a very challenging time economically and demographically in mm-hmm. the whole region, but Oakland especially, San Francisco especially, but where you live, Oakland, mm-hmm. are you feeling that in terms of the artistic community?
On a very personal level, yes. It's something that I think about a lot. So, for example, when you have the freedom financially to live without the risk of, like, being kicked out of your space, whether it's a studio space. Like, I don't have a studio space because, like, for economic reasons right now.
So you
I work out of my home. And the idea that of, like, being displaced from my home because I've lived there for so long is something that affects the way that I work and the way that I think about work. You know, that can be a little bit stifling at times when I'm worried, like, should I be really thinking about, like, the fine art end and making, like, paintings or doing personal work that might not sell, but it's an important message that I need to get out there. But at the same token, at certain points, a level of, like, complacency and comfort makes for not very rich work. So when you think of all of the things that came out of strife and war and displacement and economic fluctuations like punk rock or postmodern stuff, there's a balance between, like, being too comfortable and fearing that you're not going to have a place to live. So that's something that I think about a lot, and it's not necessarily resolved, but I'm trying to kind of take the more, like, punk rock route where I'm like, okay, I'm feeling a lot of stress economically. I'm going to try to channel that into my work. I think that recently I've been really trying to bring to light the idea that of artists not really getting paid for their work, to hopefully create a culture of artists being able to afford to do what they do, because it's a skill that takes years to develop. It's important. Art and design is all around us. We as artists need to kind of band together and say that we're not going to work for pennies. And then that'll create a culture that will be able to, I think, support us.